Good evening, Madison. You're listening to the 6 o'clock news update on WSUM 91.7 FM Madison Student Radio. I'm Hyewon Lim. In national news, the Senate dismisses impeachment charges against Mayorkas. Paige Stevenson has the story.
On Wednesday, April 17, 2024, the Senate dismissed all impeachment charges against the U.S. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. House Republicans sought to remove the Cabinet Secretary over his handling of the U.S.-Mexico border. Mayorkas was originally charged with, quote, willful and systemic refusal to comply with the law, unquote, end quote, breach of trust, quote, for saying the border was secure. Earlier this year, in February, the House voted to impeach Mayorkas along the lines of the aforementioned charges and for refusing to enforce immigration laws. For WSUM News, I'm Paige Stevenson.
Thanks, Paige. In economic news, President Biden calls for steel tariffs. Oliver Gerhards has the story.
Wednesday, President Joe Biden promised unionized steelworkers that his administration would block the acquisition of U.S. steel by a Japanese company. On a visit to the headquarters of United Steelworkers, President Biden said that U.S. Steel, quote, has been an iconic American company for more than a century, and it should remain totally American, unquote. Recently, the Biden administration has been reviewing the proposed acquisition of U.S. Steel by Japan's Nippon Steel. Biden indicated an opposition to the deal last month, saying it was, quote, vital for it to remain an American steel company that is domestically owned and operated, unquote. Coinciding with the announcement is a 60-second ad that will air on Pennsylvania television featuring a small-town mayor slash steelworker praising Biden's economic policies. While this announcement does reflect well on Biden's international trade policy and re-election efforts, the White House has said that the blocked acquisition was about shielding American manufacturing from unfair trade practices overseas. For WSUM News, I'm Oliver Gerhards.
Thanks, Oliver. Turning over to sports, here's Vince Hesbrick with an update.
Thanks, Hyewon. Coming off a series win against Ohio State, the Wisconsin softball team is currently in the midst of a doubleheader at Minnesota. Sitting at 4-8 in conference and currently ranked 10th in a logjam Big Ten, the results of tonight's matchups will likely loom large come tournament season. You can watch the rest of that series right now on Big Ten Network, although you better watch the rest of this newscast first. In pro sports, the Milwaukee Bucks will likely be without star Giannis Antetokounmpo for Game 1 of the NBA playoffs. Giannis suffered a calf strain against the Boston Celtics last week and missed the last three games of the regular season. The loss is devastating for the three-seed Bucks, who are already in the thick of a tough matchup as their opponent, the Indiana Pacers, went 4-1 against the Bucks in the regular season. Without their star player, Bucks might need some Dame Time magic to survive until reinforcements arrive. Game 1 starts Sunday at 7 o'clock in Milwaukee. From WCM Sports, I'm Vincent Hesbrick.
Thanks, Vince. We'd like to thank Channel 3000 for being our news partner, and thank you for tuning in. From the WSUM News Booth, I'm Hyewon Lim. Have a great evening, Madison.